Jen Fiorentino, and you're listening to The Grind on Punk Radio Cast.
Molten Lava, and you're checking out
The Grind
with Stacey Steele on Punk Radio
Cast.com.
You ain't love, you don't trust, you ain't heard, lesson learned. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess that slowed down Molten Lava reminded me of that song. But there will be no bangles dangled and no Egyptians walked like in today's show. Although we do have a song called Pyramids in the mix. Welcome to volume 125 of The Grind right here on Punk Radio Cast and right now on your speakers. As always, I'm Chris, and like you heard off the top, a bit of diversity in this week's interviews. In the first hour, we'll be hearing Marcus's conversation with punk-fused Ontario acoustic artist Jen Fiorentino. In the second hour of today's program, we've got a chat that Stacey recently recorded in Calgary with the Danger duo known as Molten Lava. We've also got some great tunes from other artists and a few From the Mailbox features to take us from acoustic, organic punk to heavy shred-tull. Great tunes like this brand spanking new one from British Columbia punks Raised by Apes, flinging some reggae at us as the third track off of their upcoming album. This is Long Way Back to Vancouver. Coming from Bari, Italy, Gio Sada is a true artist in the conventional sense. Having been immersed and involved in music for over 22 years, with his parents both being musicians, Gio is the vocalist for Italian hardcore acts Waiting for Better Days and No Blame, and is now working on his own acoustic project. This is the title track from his upcoming EP, Salvia Mulci.
Insieme a me. questo è per te.
Besides his love of music, Gio is also involved in other aspects of the arts, including acting, appearing and singing in the song and video for Mother by Italian electronic duo The Numbers. There's a bit more of a wait before Gio Sada's first acoustic EP, Salvia Mochi, is released, as right now Gio is busy finalizing lyrics for the new Waiting for Better Days album, also slated for release this year. Here's another one from Gio.
How easy is it to swim?
Thank you.
You can find more of his work, collaborations, and more by searching Gil Sada or through the link on our Grind show page for volume 125. Here's one more from Gil off of his upcoming Salvia Mulci EP. This is Far Feet in the Sea. Up on our first interview feature of the program, Jen Fiorentino. You may know of her for her awesome acoustic covers of bands like Rise Against, Bad Religion, No Use for a Name, or Propagandi. But did you know she's also got an EP out of her own original material? Upon Our Wonders is its name, and here's a tune from that release, Jen Fiorentino, Days of Humanity.
Tear up our insides. Now I'll walk these wastelands where we'll stumble forever but never fall. Past something beyond these crowds on the outside of this town. Now everything I love is fading. Discontent are worsening with every breath. I'm
not alive when I'm staring at visions of Hollywood that I don't wanna see. I'm stuck on a pedestal of false images and dreams. I'm not a running, but I'm a stranger. I'm calling out to you, won't you answer?
Hey everyone, this is Mark reporting for The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. Today I'm joined on Skype with solo acoustic artist Jen Fiorentino. How's it going, Jen?
Pretty good, how are you?
Very good, thanks. So Jen, I believe you're done your degree at the University of Toronto, and I recall you mentioning to me that you'll be focusing on music a lot more now. I see a lot of shows going on, so what's your plans for 2012?
Definitely more and more shows. I'm going to be starting up an open mic in March. So hopefully that'll gain momentum and I'll be able to meet a lot more artists and get people to come out and whatnot. I already actually went into a studio and I had a free session there. It's called Chalet Studios in Uxbridge. And Theo, one of the producers there, he was nice enough to give me a free session. So I recorded 8 songs live off the floor there. So I'll be releasing that probably on my website, and I'll send out an email to everyone on my fan list and stuff about that. Maybe do something, some sort of promotion with it. I'd like to hopefully record a full-length album by the end of this year.
Okay.
I'm gearing towards maybe like 12 or 14 songs, and I've got tons of songs. I could probably do like 3 more albums, but I have to write the second guitar parts, which take me forever. So I think I've got like 5 songs ready for that, and I've got to do the harmonies and stuff, but hopefully that'll be done maybe towards the end of the year so I can record it and hopefully have the funds for it. So
that's sweet.
Yeah, so I don't know about any touring. I'm thinking about maybe going to play a show in like Montreal and Ottawa and stuff, but nothing too like far, nothing global or anything.
Yeah, more like Ontario, Quebec, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I could definitely do that.
Perfect. So I read in your bio that you refer your style to organic punk. acoustic style, obviously. So can you please shed more light into this?
Yep. Well, the punk aspect of it comes from all the influences. The majority of the bands I listen to are punk rock, and I constantly listen to music, so obviously it shows in my songwriting and whatnot, but it's all on acoustic guitar, right? So that's where the organic part comes from. And even on my EP, even the songs that have like electric guitar, it's still, you know, the rhythm guitar is acoustic and we use like hand percussion and stuff. So it's a pretty organic sounding album, but people have told me that they hear like the Propaganda and Rise Against influences in my songs. So
another original from Jen, Fading Perceptions.
Beauty, I am learning. Put away.
And your first EP, Upon Our Wonders, which I have, it's a great EP. That came out in September 2011 on CD format and digital means too. It's received great feedback so far, top marks. So having your own release, how much does that influence and motivate you going forward?
Well, it definitely motivates me to play more shows. I mean, for example, there's an open mic here in Markham that's run every Thursday. And I used to play at this bar called Maine's Mansion, and I used to play there every Saturday, like a couple years ago. And I guess I kind of got sick of the place, so I didn't really go to the open mic. But the very like day that I got all my CDs, I got like 1,000 copies printed, I went to the open mic, and I've been going ever since. So it motivates me to go because I actually have something to give to people nowadays instead of just going and, you know, saying into the mic, I'm Jen Fiorentino, and then people just, you know, forget my name, right? Huh. So, yeah, it allows me to sell something. I sell it for like $5. Sometimes people give me more. I'll trade it with other artists. And, yeah, it just allows me to retain that connection with my fans. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's great. In terms of your lyrics, you really do put a lot of thought into them when you're writing, and I noticed that it focuses primarily on world issues. So how important is it to you in terms of lyrics versus the music?
For me, in terms of my music, it would be like a 50-50 relationship. I think lyrics are just as important as the musical composition. And I mean, I don't really listen to songs that don't have good lyrics. I just can't. Like, it's just, that would just be background music for me, you know? Like, yeah. And I find it difficult to, because like I said, I listen to a lot of punk rock, so I find it actually pretty difficult to discover a punk rock band that doesn't have good lyrics, because that's one of the key features of punk is writing intelligent lyrics, and that's sort of how it defies the system in a way, because, you know, obviously those in control, they don't want the masses to think too much.
Yeah.
That's why you don't hear punk music on the radio very much, but yeah, so that's just, I think it's important for me to try to get my listeners to, you know, actually think about things when they're listening to my music rather than just writing some cliche love song.
That's true. There's too much of those anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll write some songs about love, but I'll write it in a much different way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You have a big collection of YouTube videos from your cover songs to originals, of course. Have you gotten quite the worldwide following as well? Mm-hmm. When you plan on taking over the world or anything like that?
My plan for world domination starts tonight. I guess if I ever like have like a really global presence, it's definitely going to take a long time. But it's also going to be a really fun journey, I think. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like you said, I've gotten, you know, recognition from, you know, around the world, and I've been shipping CDs out to, you know, Germany, Italy, Australia, South America, mainly Brazil. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty interesting because those covers that I post on YouTube, like, especially like the Propagandhi ones, because those have gotten the most views, because, you know, it's obviously only Propagandhi fans seeing them. I, in effect, have the same demographics as Propagandhi does. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know.
Propagandhi's Purina Hall of Fame.
I'm not afraid to die. patient. Unattended. So patient. So unattended. The package ended. A terminal pension. Short fuse to scatter. Steady hands forget to remember.
And even, I believe you said, like, one of the members even said you did a good job on one of their covers, right?
Yeah, Todd, actually. He messaged me and added me on Facebook and stuff. And, that was just last summer. And I guess I had posted the video a couple months before. And I was, like, really honored. I never thought Propagandi would actually, like, see the videos and like them. And Chris sent me a message as well, and he said he liked them, so... It's pretty cool. Maybe I'll tour with them one day.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, like, we're putting you on the grind.
Yeah.
So I mentioned this to you before, but Polarity from Mississauga, they have a great singer called Jasmine.
Yeah.
And she's from the GTA, as I said, too, Mississauga. And so I know I talked to Jasmine before, but this is a shout out to Jasmine saying that you have to play an acoustic show with Jen.
Yeah.
So I know you want to play a show with her, so it'd be awesome. So I know, maybe touch more on that.
Yeah, well, I listened to Polarity, and I was really impressed with their music. And I did send Jasmine a message over Facebook a few months ago, I think. And if I'm remembering correctly, she said Polarity doesn't, like, usually do acoustic sets, but
yeah.
I think she said she would be up for it for sure. So now that I think about it, I'm probably going to try to get her to come out to one of my open mics or something.
Definitely. I'll tell her too. I won't threaten her, but I mean, I'll just kind of like maybe tell her to go.
Yeah. Threaten her.
Yeah. Where can people reach you online?
Well, I like when people add me on Facebook because I can keep in touch with them. So if you have Facebook, you can just search Jen with two N's, Fiorentino, Fiorentino. And then I have my website, which is jenfiorentino.com. My YouTube URL is youtube.com/jennymac1214. What else do I have? I have Reverb Nation. I don't really check my messages there much, but if you're looking to just listen to my EP, I would recommend going to reverbnation.com/jennfiorentino because I find the music player on there has the best streaming quality. Okay. I think that's, or if you want to email me, Jen, jenn.f12@hotmail.com. I'll answer the email.
In terms of your EP, how much is it again? Is it five Canadian?
Yeah, $5.
Perfect. So people can buy that online physically.
Sorry, yeah, you can buy it digitally, or it's a bit cheaper if you buy it digitally, but it's better to buy it physically, I think.
Exactly, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Thank you. been here before, and still I'm not so sure what's going on.
Marks my words.
I know punk is a big influence, as you said, for you. What artists and or bands have influenced you in your songwriting, musically, lyrically?
Oh, man. Very long list. Yeah, I guess I'll just list a bunch of them. See, we got Propagandhi, Rise Against, Strung Out, Strike Anywhere, Lawrence Arms, No Doubt, Sublime, Bad Religion, Social Distortion. I'm looking around my room at all my posters right now. Rancid.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said NOFX. No Easter Name. Sundowner is a huge influence for me. Chris McCaughan from Lawrence Arms.
Yeah,
I love his solo stuff, particularly his first CD. But yeah, he's amazing.
Great.
Blindside, they're a pretty big influence for me. And I don't think they're really known too well in the punk world because I think they're like Christian rock.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but they're amazing. So they're a pretty big influence too.
Sweet.
This goes on.
Yeah. In terms of YouTube videos coming up, do you know what other covers or you might do on YouTube?
Yes, I do. I think I'm going to do my cover of Velvet Alley by Strung Out.
Great.
I know they have an acoustic version of that already, and I think it's all finger picking. I use a pick with mine, and it's a bit different. So, I'll probably post that one once I record it. I actually did record a version of it, but the sound peaked on it, so it gets, like, quieter halfway through. Like, that's going to piss people off. Pisses me off. I think I'm going to do a Strike Anywhere one.
Oh, great.
Maybe Chalkline. I just got, about a week ago, I got the new Propagandhi tab book in the mail.
Oh, yes, that's true. That came out.
Yeah, for supporting cast. So probably a lot more Propagandhi to come. I've been working on Without Love.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good song for acoustic guitar, so that'll probably be the next Propagandhi one.
And in terms of choosing a cover, I know you have your own style. I mean, do you already know how it'll sound like, or do you work on it more?
I guess, well, nowadays I'm pretty used to doing them, so I used to learn the songs on electric first and then transpose them or whatever for acoustic guitar. But nowadays, if I'm listening by ear, if I'm like looking at some sort of tab, like in the tab book I just got, I'll just do it all on acoustic. Like I won't really learn it on electric first. When I do a cover, I don't just focus on the lead guitar. Like I try to keep some of the rhythm and stuff from the drums. And if it's like a solo, I'm not just going to do a solo on guitar. So I'll add some of the bass lines in there.
Okay.
But I try to keep it sounding like the actual song, but add my own twist to it and do it on acoustic guitar.
Oh, sweet. So before we let everyone go, any last words for the listeners on Punk Radio Cast?
Let's see here. Happy are those who wait.
Great.
For those musicians out there trying to make it big, be patient.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot for your time today, Jen.
Thank you.
And keep up the good work. And I could definitely say that there's going to be only good things to come from you.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. So take care.
Okay. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
We found dozens, hundreds of examples war profiteering,
these enormous funds, they took dollars as total direct, but they were given the money to go to contract, that money actually reached the ground in the project.
Victory, another great original from Jen Fiorentino. Okay, we're plugging in now for our next From the Mailbox artist, the No Name Janes, a melodic punk band from Wrexham, North Wales in the UK. Named after an American porn star, these guys have been going hard, pun fully intended, since 2011, playing many shows with many bands, including Random Hand, Sonic Boom 6, The Have-Nots, The Mahones on their 20th anniversary world tour, as well as an appearance at the Liverpool Sound City Festival. Here's one off their first EP, Porn Star Endorsed, the No Name Janes, Violet is Blue, on punkradiocast.com.
Hey, I'm No Name Jane, and you are listening to the No Name Janes.
Everything we're hearing today from the No Name Janes is coming off of their first EP, Porn Star Endorsed. They've also recently finished recording their second EP, Adult Situations and Language. A track from that EP, Multinational, can also be found on a new Vive le Rock magazine compilation out now. Besides being named after the porn star of the same name, she's also actively involved in promoting the band in the States and will be appearing in a future music video for the guys. Ain't nothing better than that. Except maybe a punk rock girlfriend.
I want a punk rock girlfriend! Oi, oi, oi! I want a punk rock girlfriend, someone call me. I want a color green hair like Ramona Roxy, oh yeah. Tattoo from the head to a feet. If she lasts, goes, I don't really mind. Open-minded punkers ain't hard to find, oh yeah. Whole lot of keep going on. She likes to descend and she likes Oscar. Bouncing souls and just permits for Bad Religion and the Clash, the Ramones and Johnny Cash. Social D-Apologio, Generation X, it's ready, steady, go. Undertones and leather face, it would be someone I forgot to say. Freaking love the outdoor type, but if it's got hair, I won't go there! You know, give a little something for me. You're even full of X's and O's. I just want a girl who's ready to go, go, go. She's pretty and she's baker.
No Name Janes will be playing extensively through the UK in 2012, and like any band, they're always interested in new shows. So if you're looking to book a kick-ass sing-along punk rock show, or just looking to find some more on these guys, or maybe some merch, hit them up on their Facebook page, facebook.com/thenonamejanes. One more from this UK four-piece. See you later, shitface.
Staring at a full wall.
That was Make You Mine from Calgary's Kron Goblin. I was originally going to slate these guys as a From the Mailbox feature for this week, but then Stacey Steele informed me that we're actually going to have an interview with them for the next show. So that was just a little taste of what you can expect from Kron Goblin and volume 126 of The Grind. If you want to connect with them before we rock them out in the next volume, you can always hit them up, krongoblin.com. Also coming up in future grinds, we'll have an interview with Edmonton Rockers Black Mastiff when they descend on the Root Community Emporium in Lloydminster on March 23rd as one of the early shows on their Western Canadian tour in support of their forthcoming 12-inch full-length release. Here's a new jam from them, Pyramids. Hit or Miss, a new track from Edmonton's City of Champions, a band described as a birthday present given to his girlfriend by Alan Harding. Besides being in Passenger Action, Black Mastiff, and a constant touring companion of the boys in Molten Lava, Alan rounded up some musical pals, taught his girl to play organ, flash forward a year or so, and now what started out as a joke of sorts is now a legitimate touring and recording band. You can check out the song Maria for free download as well as that last song on cityofchampions.bandcamp.com. Here's another new one for you, Future Endeavors.
Thank you.
time for some Molten Lava. Off of 2008's Sevens and Nines, an album on which half of the songs had the word shred in the title, like Shred and Butter, Night of the Living Shred, and The Hunt for Shred October. This is Shred Life. And now, Shred Leaf off of their new one, Heavy Party.
You're checking The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. Tonight I'm talking to Liam and Tristan from Molten Lava, who are currently on a mini Western Canadian tour in support of their sophomore album, Heavy Party. Sophomore. And it is a heavy party. Those are some pretty awesome songs. How have you guys been?
Very well. Very well. Yeah, pretty good.
We've chatted to you guys a few times before. How's the party been so far?
Party's been heavy.
Wild, yeah.
Wild party.
Nostalgic. Yeah,
you started out in your hometown of Regina last night.
Yep.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how the show went.
It was awesome. I don't know. Regina's always awesome to us.
It was magical. There were girls dancing on stage, and I had to put out a piece of burning paper with my shoe while we were playing. Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, people dancing like crazy. It was awesome.
Supporting you guys on this tour is City of Champions, and those guys are from Edmonton. They're a new band. Why did you choose them as support for this tour?
Would have been weird to tour without Alan, who also plays in Black Mastiff.
Yeah.
We've never toured without him, so that would have been strange.
Yeah. He just comes with everything, right?
Yeah,
he's totally part of the deal.
Heavy Party is officially released this week, and you guys previewed some of your songs about a month ago on your Bandcamp page. How have the songs been received so far?
Good. Yeah, really good. There's been a few downloads. Yeah, we haven't really done reviews or anything yet, but all our friends really like it.
Yeah. My mom thinks it's cool.
Yeah.
That's really great. You have three songs on that download. You have Shred Leaf, Teachings of Zen, and Thanks, Pat. What are these songs about?
Shred Leaf is about girls in science fiction novels, and then the other two were just...
What was it? Thanks, Pat is about how they tore down the outdoor rink behind my house to build houses.
Did they?
That kind of pissed me off.
So it's sort of like a tongue-in-cheek, Thanks, Pat?
Yeah, Thanks, Pat, as in our mayor.
And then what about Teachings of Zen?
Teachings of Zen is about shitty music that people get spoon-fed on a daily basis and how just ridiculous and absurd it is sometimes.
And what are you telling people in that song about it, just how crappy commercial music can be?
Listen up and take initiative and look for good music.
Make an effort. You know, it's like, I'll admit I've rocked my party anthem. I'm sexy and I know it, but there's people that just... they don't make an effort to find new music, and there's just so much of it out there. And they just listen to what is handed to them. And it's most of the time, it's not very, good.
It's like eating McDonald's instead of eating, a beautiful steak dinner.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's like. Reaction.
I've noticed from the responses from the comments on the Bandcamp page that everyone seems to be really positive and really stoked about the new material. I really like the songs. I think they're really good. They're sort of evolving from what you had originally from your first album, which was...
Sevens and Nines.
I always get that mixed up, so I figured I'd let you guys say that one tonight.
Fives and Thirteens.
Some pretty positive, solid material. What was it like getting together after some time off to collaborate on some of the new material?
It was amazing. We got a grant from the Sask Arts Board to do this record, and we rented a space where I live in BC on the coast, and there was a beautiful view of the ocean and forest, and we just hung out in this beautiful sunny week last summer and got to make a record with our friend Rob.
It's a pretty awesome experience. It's just, you think about it now and it's, I don't know, it's
magical.
It's very magical. Very special time of our lives.
Rob Morrison mixed and mastered it for you guys?
Yeah.
Was he working on your first album as well? Seven
Yes, he did, yeah.
So that's why you chose him again?
Yeah, and we got the chance to do it, and I mean, the first one was done in whatever space we could get, be it the bar that Tristan worked in, or his basement, or Rob's attic to do vocals, so we got the chance to do it in a real studio, and it's,
yeah.
How long did it actually take to complete the whole album?
Well, there wasn't, you know, there weren't really any deadlines until these shows coming up, so it took a little while. You know, since we recorded it last summer, but...
we were working on it full time, though.
Yeah.
I find it's better to work at it at your own pace rather than be like, oh, we have to have it done by a certain point because we've got a tour coming up.
Well, it depends, you know, so, I mean, it depends, it's just... Yeah. We didn't need it for anything, so it's nobody's pissed off about it or anything. But yeah, it's like, you know, I'm of the school that it's like, get it done.
Let's book something so it.
Yeah,
so we have to get this done.
The instruments that you play in the studio, are they the same ones that you take out on tour? Like the same drum set, the same bass?
I used a different bass drum.
Yeah,
that's it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those musicians out there, what do you drum with, and what do you play bass with?
I bass with. It's an LTD ESP-340. It's basically a Les Paul bass copy, and Ampeg SVT-350 solid state head bi-amped with a Fender Bassman 59 Bassman reissue.
I just bring my sticks and see what's available.
Yeah. Is there any favorite sort of instrument you guys have always wanted to play that you haven't yet?
Actually, when we recorded the studio we recorded at, the guy who owned the studio and who had all this gear was the bass player for Art Bergman. And so he had this, it was like this cornucopia of amazing old vintage bass gear. And that we made this wall of amps that I just kind of got to plug into and get instruments and everything. He had everything. Yeah.
See and tread.
Against the dead age, black is dead. I saw the hate in me. I'm dying to return to life, fear is no longer this mortal strife. All ties now undone, the fear of the unknown. All actions are vain, crossing ourselves in the shadow of fear. Against the city, black is sin. I saw the guilt written in me, face him down, my bended knee, crying forgiveness. God would please, but to ask for this from someone else. This is the man may not steal. The wheel of life will fly. Only release is the surrender to God. Get the city black and thin. I saw the hate in me. A dying tooth return to life. Fear is no longer this mortal strife. All signs now undone. Fear of the unknown. All actions are vain. Ourselves in the shadow of fear. Against the setting black and thin, I saw the greed driven in.
Buried alive,
waiting stories high, surrounded by comfort, waiting to die. What is lost in himself, he can't find from someone else. No consequences, no actions are false of the human senses. Against the setting black and thin, all the thing in me, a dying tooth, return to life, fearing no longer this mortal strife.
How are you guys changing up your live set this time around?
We're gonna get naked.
Don't give away.
Liam's gonna get
naked. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get naked. I'm gonna get show a lot of side boob during our set. I don't know. I mean, the biggest difference would probably just be the material itself. We're doing some new songs that haven't even been played. A lot of the material on the new album is stuff that we've been playing for the last couple of years, and then we also got to do some stuff in the studio as well that we'll be doing over these shows.
Yeah.
Do
you guys have a plan for a vinyl release at all? Have you guys planned that at all yet?
No, not yet. No, we just wanted to get the CD out and just have it out there.
How does Heavy Party differ from Sevens and Nines?
There's more songs.
Yeah. There's three times as much singing.
Oh yeah, way more singing.
I think we learned a lot of what we can do between the two of us. There's some different instrumentation. We do a country song on the album, and
we harmonize a little bit. Speaking of vocals, we do some harmonies.
I noticed in the three songs that I have that of the new album that there's definitely a lot more harmony in there and a lot more singing. So
just
kind of a treat, but it's still really heavy, but it's really good. And
when we started, we had never done that before, so we kind of got used to it. Now, I don't know, I think a song is more interesting with a story behind it almost, you know, so it's good to have some kind of story or a message or something.
Tell a story while you do your passion, I suppose, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's awesome. What are you looking forward to accomplishing in 2012? Any future music plans in the spring or summer this year?
I'm going to play a ton of shows with my cover band.
Yeah.
Make a bunch of money. It's going to be awesome.
Hopefully I'm going to play some shows with my cover band as well and be a dad as well. So,
congratulations
Thank
as well.
You.
Yeah. That's exciting news.
Yeah, totally.
Do you guys have any festivals planned or anything scheduled yet?
After this, we don't have anything.
The mini tour for now?
Yeah, totally. It's a very easy band. There's no real stress or anything about showcasing and stuff like that.
Keep it easy. Keep it real, right?
Low maintenance, right?
That's the best way to be.
Yeah, just like a good haircut.
That's right. What is some music that you guys have been listening to as of late? Doesn't have to be punk or what have you. Is there anything that you've been listening that's inspired you, that's caught your ear?
Well, it seems the older I'm getting, the older the music I listen to gets. So it's been a lot of Billie Holiday for me.
Nice.
And old Count Basie records, any of that old jazz stuff that just sounds so cool on vinyl. Or I love old Rod Stewart right now. I can't get enough of that stuff. Mm-hmm. ZZ Top. Love ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Always.
I got exposed to a lot of old surf, like Dick Dale and Link Wray and The Ventures and stuff. And I've been listening to some old pop punk from the 70s, like The Undertones and Pointed Sticks and Buzzcocks.
Nice.
Elvis, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The King.
The King.
Absolutely.
What else have you done for me lately?
screaming evil.
Anything else you guys want to throw out there to everyone listening on PRC right now?
Have fun. Don't do drugs.
Well, don't do the bad.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah, don't do drugs.
Everything in moderation?
Exactly. Moderation, too much of anything is a bad thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Except more lava.
Except
too much more lava is a great thing.
Yeah. You can never get too much molten lava, as far as I'm concerned. Where can everyone find you in case new people are listening to the show? I know you guys are on moltenlava.bandcamp.com.
I live in Glen Cairn in Regina, Saskatchewan. You can find me there. hanging out at the Western Pizza.
Yeah.
Drinking $10
drinking $10 jugs of rum and coke.
I'm not there.
No, you're not there.
Anywhere but there.
Yeah, Facebook or Bandcamp or
Molten Lava.
MySpace.Molten Lava.
Type Molten Lava into your computer machine and see what happens.
Either get Molten Lava cakes or you get the Molten Lava the band.
The cakes are always coming up.
Yeah. Has anyone ever bought you Molten Lava cakes to a show?
No, but somebody did bake us a cake that looked like a volcano.
And it was actually a functioning volcano by the end. There was a big presentation in something. I don't know, it was baking soda and something.
Lemon juice.
Yeah. Lemon juice.
Right.
Came out of the top. And then our friend destroyed it.
I just wanted to mention as well, while you guys are on this mini tour, you guys, any plans to hit further out the West Coast? I noticed you guys have quite a few fans out sort of west of Calgary. So.
Well, I think...
Spring?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool having... We kind of have two home bases for this band. So we have Saskatchewan covered, and Liam's got BC covered.
Yeah, it'll happen. They'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Alberta's just
teasing them too much. Dangling the carrot.
Yeah, totally.
That's awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you gentlemen this evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Heavy Party, Molten Freaking Lava, and that was The Grind, Volume 125. See you next time.